Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs, marketers, and founders to accelerate growth and thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 239.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscription management solution helping e-commerce merchants of all sizes launch and scale subscription offerings. The subscription market is predicted to grow to nearly $500 billion by 2025. That's a billion with a B. And as the fastest growing area in commerce, subscription holds tremendous opportunities to build a community of customers who share your values. Now, Recharge powers the growth of thousands of subscription merchants and their communities, turning one-time transactions into long-term customer relationships. With subscriptions, merchants are able to experience predictable revenue, increased customer loyalty, and higher average order values. Whether you're a direct-to-consumer business or an omni-channel brand, subscriptions strengthen your brand's relationships with your customers and make it easy for consumers to make repeat purchases. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. Get started today with a subscription payment solution trusted by over 45 million subscribers worldwide. You can check them out at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, hey there, it's Steve Hutt, and welcome back to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Jack Bloomfield, who is the founder of a company, and CEO, I might add, of a company called Disputify. Now, Disputify, what they're doing is they're redefining e-commerce status quo by empowering merchants to offer instant refunds and making smarter refund decisions and to move the product uncertainty at checkout. We always want that confidence for people to actually make a purchase. And so it's interesting what this solution offers. They have a 15-second Shopify integration. Instant refunds is promoted on the product page and has proven to drive over a 22% increase in conversions. I know we're dying for this. Also, it pairs with deep insights on the customer's behavior are also delivered as part of that transaction, really at the point of the refund request. So it's quite interesting the amount of data they're collecting and what's available to the merchant. You know, and these insights really help inform fulfillment and refund decisions by combining a lot of the historical kind of customer data they have from a single store, but it's also the data they have from across their whole global network of incredible kind of direct-to-consumer brands. So it's really interesting kind of what they've done and what they're building and how they're tightly connected with the Shopify world. So hi, Jack. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. I know our time zones are massively apart, you being in APAC, me being here in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're probably, I don't know, 16, 17 hours apart. But you know what? Where there's talent and where there's great solutions being built and problems being solved, we just got to make things work, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's interesting, just even time zones. And I've been up since it's 7 o'clock here in the morning. And
I know,
it's always nice that having to be able to do calls in the morning and then being able to sleep for the afternoon and then do it all again at night. Yeah, it's an interesting challenge.
I know. I looked at calendar like, okay, super early in the morning for Jack, but oh well. So, okay, let's talk in high level first about Disputify. You know, the problems that you're solving, it's very unique. I'd almost argue you might be first mover advantage on something that's quite unique. And so I want to make sure that everybody is clear listening today, like what is Disputify and what are you solving today as a problem for brands?
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, to give a even try and give a better intro than even you just gave before, which was absolutely okay. Incredible.
All right. I did my homework.
Look, I'll start with the Instant Refunds product, and it's a new product that we've released in the last couple of weeks. We've been beta testing it now with just over 6 leading D2C Shopify merchants. What we're allowing merchants to do, as you mentioned, is on the product page, advertise to customers that they're offering something called an instant refund policy. So what that looks like from a customer perspective is you'll go into a store for the very first time. You see this on the product page. Now, it gives stores the ability and brands to be able to properly stand behind the product that they are actually selling. So in the event that the customer goes, okay, I'm going to take the risk here. If it's a size, for example, like, am I medium? Am I large? No one really knows, especially if it's a first time buying. The retailer, everyone's got a different size large. So take the risk, buy the product. And in the event that you don't like the product or the size is just wrong, anything within that merchant's existing refund policy will allow a merchant to literally jump in with the app, return the funds from the original transaction. So think just pressing the refund button weeks in advance, which then saves the customer the 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 day delay of having to wait for the product to get back to you, you to check it over and then give that refund. But obviously, in the event that anything goes wrong, say, for example, the customer sends back a box of rocks or the product is destroyed or they just send back nothing at all, we'd then have your back and then take on the risk from there.
I see. Okay. So this really is a trust factor. Part of it is with the instant refund. So you're going to see this on the PDP page, and it's putting people just a little bit over the edge about if you're unsure, and this is likely your first time purchase, when you see this kind of badging and service levels, it likely puts you over the edge of wanting to go ahead and make that decision. Then if you have to use the service, that the instant service is available to actually get the money back in lieu of waiting for the product to be delivered back through a return label or however it gets back to the original merchant.
Yeah, correct. Spot on. I think we need to even look at the refund process itself. Being able to communicate how simple it actually is to a customer before they're walking down the line and taking a risk and making that purchase with you is something that customers genuinely care about. I think the stat that we've seen is 61% of customers will check the refund policy before making a purchase, and over 90% of customers who've had a bad experience with that policy won't go ahead and buy the product again.
Wow. So let's talk about how this team came together. I mean, you're a founder, but there's interesting, like, pieces come together. It's very interesting to want to build. It appears like a fintech product, but it's very interesting because with financial backing, you're able to build it. It's just so interesting to me. It's so different than the typical MarTech that I kind of interview. It's almost like this trust level on the cart. It's interesting. That's why I have you on today, because I've never seen this kind of thing. I mean, I think there are some post-purchase experience tools and things like Loop Returns or Happy Returns or Narvar that may offer some kind of like credits and stuff and trying to help people maybe exchange items instead of refunding items. So I think there is a little bit of continuity there, but I just want to understand, like, where did the desire and the expertise come from to even want to create this platform?
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 19 at the moment, so I say my past life, but I say that very, very lightly. Yeah. But yes, in my past life, I was an e-commerce operator, started my first e-commerce store with Shopify, of course. When I was 15, I learned how to do it online. I came across Shopify through YouTube, like a lot of people do, and it was someone talking about how they built and sold this incredible product and how they were scaling their business and how Shopify was making it so easy to do. And I was fascinated. And I thought, well, you know, if this guy can do it, who I'm watching through this screen, why can't I? Anyway, like most people who start, I completely underestimated how hard it was going to be. Building the store was the easy part. Going out and like figuring out marketing and customer support and all those things there, just even fulfillment, like another thing, were just stuff that if you have never done before, and I'm sure anyone listening to this can relate, if you've never done it before, it's always difficult. And then once you've done it once, it just gets easier and easier and easier the more you do it. So the first product I ever sold was a carbon fiber money clip. Looking back on it now, completely stupid product. Would never go back and sell it again, but at the time seemed really cool. Had $500 to my name. I got that from mowing lawns next door. I'm selling this product through Shopify. It took 6 months to even make that sale. And when I did, the business started to grow quite quickly. had the smarts around me to kind of started selling other different products. At point, we were selling across 12 different stores, novelty products, which would range between kind of sale value of $60 to $80. We would buy them in at cost for $20 to $30. So there was a great markup there. And yeah, we were primarily just advertising through Facebook. A lot of the products themselves went viral, which was great for us. But one of the problems we started to have was we would get customers all the time who would come in, they'd make these purchases and they'd be using their own details. So by all means, they're a legitimate customer. There's nothing wrong with them. But yet that same customer would get the product and they'd come back to a customer support team and they'd say, hey, my product just never arrived. Or I ordered this, but actually this was in the box. Or the product that I saw on the website wasn't the one that I got. And it was those excuses there. I think like the list was from here to the door long. It was ridiculous. And it was just really any way that someone could try and illegitimately get their money back from us as a brand. So Disputify really came from the perspective of we want to help merchants and brands better understand the type of customer that they are dealing with. The way that we responded to these customers was we started dropping things like our refund policy. So we used to have change of mind guarantees. We used to have money back guarantees. We used to have return periods that went all the way to 90 days. Everything there we had because we were customer experience obsessed. But we were now doing everything in disservice of that because that all of that got dropped to like a strict 30-day policy. No outside of that, you're not getting a refund. Sorry. So that's not the way that I wanted to run a business. And Disputify came towards the point of like, well, in early 2020, if we can help merchants understand like not just the name of the customer, if they're performing credit card fraud or stuff like that, like Stripe Radar and Shopify fraud tools are awesome at that. But beyond that, like what is the history of the customer on your store? What is the history across that network of merchants that we're able to build off the back of that? And then giving clearer insights. So you know which customers to trust, you know which customers not to trust, and the ones not to trust, add friction and automate responses from that point there. And for the customers that you can trust, offer incredible products like instant refunds. Give them reasons to want to shop at your store. So essentially, yeah, we're building a trust layer for the internet. So in terms of the expertise part, we were lucky enough to raise a first round of VC funding a month into the company, of all things. Even I look back, it's like, yeah, don't even know how we're able to do that. But yeah, that was early 2020. I'm not smart enough to be technical, so built a team around me to help build the product itself. I just had all the ideas of like, this is the problem I experienced. This is how I feel it would be best to run as an operator. This is how we should be building it. We were lucky enough throughout the process, though, to have incredible support of merchants who were happy to try the product, whether it be kind of the order insights or whether it be the instant refund side of the product, try all of it, give us feedback. Yeah, the first 30 merchants that we even got on the product were literally through cold calling. So we launched on Shopify in early 2021 and there was a bit of organic reach there, but you know, we knew we needed to do something to get the ball rolling. So we got like a list of merchants in our area and we're calling through and through and through and through. So that was how we got our start. And we're lucky enough to be in a position now where we have over 400 merchants using the application. We've got over 2 million customers scanned and yeah, offering products like instant refunds, which at least in my humble opinion, will fundamentally change the way that customers look at shopping with merchants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to dig more into this because, you know, conversion rate optimization is definitely a conversation on a lot of people's minds. Like, how do I maximize the basket size or the conversion rate of my existing traffic? You know, just because CPAs are rising, obviously, the return on ad spend is just going through the roof right now. It's quite challenging right now for a lot of brands. And so any way we can come up with solutions to get people over the line, I think it's important. And so, like you mentioned a bit that there is, I guess, of the first initial and now up to 400 some brands now that are connected, they're experiencing this conversion rate lift. There's an increase based on having this instant refund capability available. And so I wonder if you could maybe just talk a little bit about that, about like why you believe that this is increasing. I know it's more than just a badge and some apparent trust seal, but why specifically do you think it's working so well?
Great question. I think we could even bring it back down to something that merchants are really familiar with, which is, you know, product pages that have customer reviews. You know, we all spend a lot of time and money implementing great customer review apps. And also too, as you mentioned, their trust badges. We do things like that because we understand as merchants that if you have a customer who's coming to your store for the first time, you can have all the fancy marketing you want. You can have the best looking website. You can have awesome product pages with great competitive pricing. You can have everything there, but what more can you do from a customer perspective that speaks to, well, if you as a customer take the risk on us as a brand, we appreciate you never shop with us here before. How can we offer you something that really, really stands behind the product and shows that we are so confident in what we're selling that if you take the leap, you make the purchase with us, we are having your back in the event that you don't like it and you're not going to be waiting 5, 10, 15, 20 plus days. That psychology there, I think, is very much towards what we are playing into. And I think also too, it's very where we're seeing a lot of uptake is for customers who are using services like Klarna, like Affirm, like Afterpay. It's that psychology there where you want the not only the risk removal, but at the same time too, being able to spread your payments over 4 installments. And in the event that you want to return from that product, from at least what we believe, you then actually have to wait for the product to get back to the merchant, then to issue the refund before you stop paying those repayments. So you could actually pay the entire product off, even if in the first day after receiving it, you decide you don't want it, and you're still actually paying for those installments until, and God knows what's going on with the postage service at the moment, you've still got to wait until it gets back there and the merchant to give that seal of approval before stopping those installments. So there's even a practical side to this thing as well. But yeah, look, I think it just really comes down to customers really just want to understand the type of merchant that they're dealing with. I think it's very similar as well. Like brands who start offering these policies now, like there are always things like free shipping. I know in like 10 years ago, the idea of offering, or even 5 years ago, the idea of offering free shipping for an up and coming brand was kind of like, ugh. There are a couple of brands at the top, like Amazon, for example. It's just something that Amazon would only do, and it's not something that we need to do. It's things like that. And I think that really, if you are wanting to become competitive, there are things that you need to start doing earlier and earlier as a brand. And as I mentioned, the ability to be able to stand behind your product in a way that's actually substantial is, I think, a lot of the reason to why we're seeing that incredible conversion increase.
That's lovely. I'm going to be devil's advocate just for a moment, though, too, because I'm also concerned that maybe you have data, you know, to squash this. But like, wouldn't offering like instant refund policy, and I'm seeing the badge right now on a couple sites that I had pulled up here just before recording today, and it is quite interesting how well it's executed. But I'm just concerned that maybe it has the potential of increasing return rates, knowing that the instant refund is available. Is like, what's the data showing you on your end?
I'll be honest, your concern is exactly what we had when we first launched the product. Like we knew the value and we heard that it was something that merchants and customers wanted, but is it going to increase return rates? We didn't know. I can safely say from the merchants that we have launched it on, we have not seen an increase in return rates. And initially, actually, that was a shock because we were expecting return rates even just to go up slightly. So after digging into it and trying to come to a conclusion of exactly why, I think it would very much come down to customers are only going to want to return a product if there is actually genuinely something wrong with it. This is almost like a better form of a warranty on every product that you sell, because from a customer perspective, it is almost like the same psychology of a warranty, but you only want to use a warranty if the product breaks or there's a reason to return it or get your money back or something along those lines. You only enact the warranty, even though it still has friction. It means you still have to contact customer support. There are still things you have to do from a customer perspective. It's not just as easy as saying like, ah, warranty, I want to use it. And now I just want everything to come back to me from the brand. So I think we're very much playing into that psychology there. And from the ability to be able to make sure that as a brand, if, for example, a customer does get a size wrong, that's totally fine. There's not much there that you can do. But if you're selling products that customers genuinely love, they're great quality, you're not getting returns because, oh, my product broke, or, oh, just the fabric itself is terrible. There's nothing there that we can do to help that. And that's just going to be built into your existing return rate already. You're still getting those returns. It's just things like, oh, my size was wrong. That is really where we're seeing the returns from the instant refunds product. But merchants already have a margin of returns out of their return rate that are happening due to that reason there. And that is really the biggest reason to, or at least the biggest thing that we're seeing. And I think because of that, and customers do actually know their size, they're just skeptical because they're like, oh, am I large? Am I medium? I'm like 90% sure I'm a large, but I just won't really know until I have the product in my hand. Having them take that risk, take that jump and get into it is what we're allowing them to do. And thankfully, there hasn't been an increase so far from that.
So I'm going to talk about returns a bit here too, because I know that most brands are going to have some kind of technology attached to their store, if it's Loop Returns or Narvar or Happy Returns or Returnly. I mean, there's a lot of notable peers out there that really help facilitate, you know, the kind of post-purchase returns experience and try to make it into more of a profit center by recommendation engines and potentially credit to buy something else in lieu of getting that one shipped quicker. And then the new return label in the box or whatever, return bars with Happy Returns and stuff. So there's lots of stuff going on in that market, but I'm just curious about, do brands still have a traditional kind of returns experience as part of their tech stack, or do they use your solution in lieu of that? I'm just trying to understand, because there still needs to be some kind of a workflow of, it's great that you're getting an instant refund right now based on if you qualify and kind of how it all flushes out. I just want to make sure for those that already have existing returns management experience through existing app, how do you pair up with them, and or is it in lieu of what they currently are using?
Yeah, a great question. To answer that quickly, we insert ourselves passively within an existing return stack. So as you mentioned before, gracefully, the Shopify integration itself is 15 seconds. So we're on the App Store, click install, we're sitting right there. For the actual return process itself, it's incredibly simple because we allow you, we're not asking you to change anything about your return policy to date. So say, for example, you're using Loop or Returnly to process returns. Still allow customers to come through Loop. Still use those things there, like the time and money that you've spent setting up like custom rules and actions to make sure that you're only giving returns to customers that fit within your policy. We're not asking you to tear up any of that. Keep using services like them. They're awesome. But once that return itself is approved, or even if you're just getting a request through customer support directly, as soon as you as a brand decide that, yep, okay, cool, we're going to be giving a refund on this product, that then is where we kick in. So when I say kick in, I say that lightly as well, because really from a merchant perspective or customer support per se, you're going into Shopify, you're typing in the order number, you're going view order in Disputify, it redirects you straight over into the app itself. Right there, you click two buttons and within 10 seconds, you have the ability to be able to press the refund button back in Shopify. So we're not even asking to take any funds out of your account. We're not handling that process. So that means if a customer has paid with Afterpay, with Klarna, one of those buy now, pay later solutions, anything other than a credit card, for example, we're not getting in the process there either. So any way that they've paid, you'll be able to return the funds and we're not getting in the middle of that.
I see. Okay. So that makes sense then. Just wanted to have some clarity on kind of how each kind of tool can kind of play nicely with each other. Because that's always a big challenge when you learn about something new. It's like, well, does it play nicely with existing tech stack? And the short answer is yes. Doesn't interrupt that current workflow. Yeah.
Even too, Steve, it'd be good to add in that, like, even return logistics, for example, we're not even stepping on the top of that. So if there is a way, say using ShipBob, for example, to help get the package back to your warehouse, you're still able to organize all of that. And because the Shopify integration itself is native, whether you've got shipping numbers that are being automatically imported into Shopify, we're able to read those and make sure that you're kept in the loop with where the return actually is. If the customer has sent it off, we're able to then communicate that information straight back into Shopify. So tools like ShipBob can then read that information. So Shopify itself is such an awesome platform where you can feed all this information into one. And through an integration like ours, you're not having to go and rip up the first part or the last part or any part of your existing process. It's super simple. You're in, ready to roll, and then you can see that conversion increase and see the change in the customer behavior.
Lovely. I want to pivot to a story now, because I think that most people listening just get really motivated, almost inspired a bit when they hear a story, especially about a new piece of technology that they're learning about today. I hope I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be nice to maybe like a story or a case study. It just be great. A recent kind of Shopify business, they've implemented Disputify. I just would love to uncover like what specifically kind of motivated them, like I guess from their current kind of solution or process and then becoming a Disputify customer, like how did things improve for them? Like, was there better business outcomes of conversion lift? Was there AOV impacted? If you can just walk us through, if you have someone top of mind that you can kind of publicly talk about, that would be pretty cool to share today.
Yeah. Probably the best example that I can pull is a company called Move. So the website itself is move.one. They're an epic D2C brand, and what they're allowing or what they do is they build incredible inner soles. So whether you're an NBA player or whether you're someone who's bought a brand new pair of Nike basketball shoes and you've got too much money and you're looking to improve your game even further, you can go and buy another pair of inner soles, kind of improve that entire experience. So Move was one of the first merchants on the instant refund side of the product. Once again, they came on at the time where even we were skeptical about like, are things like return rates going to increase or conversion rates increase? Like, what are those numbers actually going to be? Within the first 14 days of having the product installed, there was a 63.4% jump in conversion. Now, before I go any further, I'll just temper everyone's expectation here. Installing this product probably won't get you that big of a jump in conversion from the first day, but at least from what we've seen, it's smelling at around 22% now at the moment. So we were really excited. That was one of the biggest conversion increase jumps that we've seen. And if you ask the question to why Move specifically, we have found the best applicability is with any brand who is either selling something in different sizes. So Move is a great example. You've got shoe sizes. Are you a 12 in Nike shoe sizing? Are you a 12 in Adidas shoe sizing? Who knows? They're all like different sizes. And where does the inner sole actually fit in with all of that? So that confidence there, giving the customers there, you know, the peace of mind to be able to buy the product, I think is definitely something that helped that conversion rate. And I think also too, for brands who are selling products that are like cutting edge, they're new, they're exciting, they're things that customers typically wouldn't have interacted with before, which is most brands. You know, you always want to be selling something exciting. So it's once again, that peace of mind. Probably the less applicability we've found is with brands that have a really, really, really low return rate. And that's because they're selling things like consumables. So anything that you really just can't return, whether it's medicine, whether it's food, things like that, you can't return it. So the product itself isn't a very good fit. But, you know, the vast majority of brands that are selling something great and selling something that also requires you to pick some sort of size, that there, I think, definitely fits into that category. And it's, I think, half the reason to why we saw such an awesome jump in conversion.
I love the badging that's on move.one. It's really well executed. You know, shop with confidence with instant refunds, learn more. I love the modal and the pop-up, you know, buy with zero risk and get your cash back immediately. So you really are overcoming and or building a lot of trust and, you know, order it, receive a refund. If you need to return it, our team will instantly send you a refund. It's well done. So I could see in this particular case that, you know, you're right, could be the wrong size and you, one less thing you just don't want to get in the whole checkout flow, you know. They've also got a Shop Pay installments there, I guess, through our partnership with Affirm. So you're giving people some options there to make it more affordable. So, you know, you are playing nicely, but you're showing all the right information like on page that needs to be shown there. And it sounds like the whole flow works out well. And it's exciting, you know, that there's potential for, you know, upwards of 10, 20% or more kind of increase in conversion just by trying it. So I'm going to nudge a lot of people listening to this episode today that, you know, you should A/B test this and get this on your PDP page like ASAP. You know, you don't know what you don't know. And it sounds like that, you know, it's very clear that it's working. And so with 400 some brands now, I know you're newish in our Shopify world, but that's the whole reason why I'm having you on the show today is I really want to share your message that, you know, if in fact you're making a noticeable difference in conversion lift because of a service you have available and some badging and some great service overall, it's just a very unique way of motivating people to click that buy now button and check out. I think that's pretty impressive. So
No, I appreciate that. And without people like you, it's super hard to get experiences and products like that we think are awesome, that we've got the data behind to back up. And we've got an incredible network of merchants now using it, but there is really only one way to have more merchants on, and it's to tell more merchants about it. Absolutely. So thank you.
So what does the future look like for Disputify? I know you're new-ish, young founder, kind of doing your thing. You got some venture capital, so you're able to get a team in order. But, you know, I just would love to understand, like what's the goal for the remainder, or I guess the North Star for the rest of this year? And kind of like, where do you think this product is going to head into the future?
Once again, another great question. I would probably say that if we look at like where we're going as a business and what we really want to build with the network of merchants that we have at the moment, it is the ability to be able to have customers widen their net of merchants that they would typically shop with. And what I mean by that is I assume that there'll be a lot of people listening to this. I know I'm definitely one of them. When I'm going to a website and I'm buying a product and that brand then tries to charge me for shipping, it's one of those things that you sit there and you go like, yeah, I'm happy to pay it. But like, I'm just the expectation here in the status quo is that I don't pay for shipping. It's going to be free because that's what great brands are able to offer me. If we think that instant refunds will become that next status quo, the thing that customers come to expect when shopping online, to be able to experience something so good like an instant refunds policy from a customer perspective from one brand, and then have to go get a refund from another brand and then experience the day-long, week-long, month-long delay in getting your cash back. That there is, the experience is just so few and far between. So we really want this to be a customer-driven initiative where we have customers who are only going to shop with their network of merchants that we have built because they're just so accustomed to experiences like this. So down the line, in the future, if we're able to now start referring traffic to merchants through things like discovery tools, and we want to incentivize customers to do the right thing. Once again, we're a platform for trust, which means that customers who are doing the right thing online, the 97% of people who aren't out to rip off merchants, those are the people that we want to incentivize and those are the people that we want to reward. So being able to build experiences that go even further than instant refunds that, once again, fundamentally changes that customer experience, changes and shifts that status quo to the more extreme end is where we're going and what we want to continue to build.
Lovely. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm really excited for you. This is really great. I really learned so much today. And it's funny that, you know, more brands, it actually kind of reminds me of like Shopify Payments and with Shop Pay app, like our accelerated checkout option. Like it baffles me when I see brands, when you're talking about payments, it baffles me that someone who has Shopify Payments turned on, but they have not turned the Shop app on. It's interestingly odd to me because I know the conversion lift of having Shop Pay turned on as the option for accelerated checkout. And when you show them the lift that can happen, and then they're like, oh, and then they've been onboarded by somebody else through another Shopify store already, and they're using the Shop app to track their orders, and they're using Shop Pay. It's so interesting, and I think you're in the same situation. The more brands that see, and you're a first mover advantage now, they get to see the instant refund as an option, and it becomes a status quo to the kind of level of service that they expect out of their brands that they shop with. More and more people are going to want to get on, more brands are going to want to get on board and have this service available on their sites. And that's great for you because you're building this platform to facilitate that opportunity and give the insights that the brands need based on the global amount of 400 you have right now. And obviously it's going to grow like tremendously based on this podcast. People are going to definitely take you up on an offer, which is probably a good time to chat about that, because I know that we want to give some kind of an incentive, I guess, for those listening today that really want to prove it to themselves if in fact they can get the same kind of or increased conversion lift by having your technology attached to their store. So what sort of offer or call to action would you like to leave our listeners today?
Steve, I spent a lot of time thinking about something that we could offer your listeners. And I always find that like whenever brands come out and they like spin this really big offer and it's like, oh, this is a one-time offer and it's things that no one else is being given access to, it's just so cliche. So it's something that we've put a lot of time and a lot of thought into. For us, what we are happy to do is for 10 brands that are listening here today who resonate with the instant refunds policy and want to learn more, want to come on and join this network of merchants, we're happy to give it completely free for 2 months. That might seem insane because once again, we are actually taking the risk of the return for customers that we're saying, hey, we trust this customer enough for you to give the money back instantly to them. We're just happy to put our money where our mouth is because we are so confident in the product and appreciate that there are always going to be brands with concerns of like, ah, is my return rate going to increase? It doesn't matter what I can say in a 40-minute podcast to kind of dispel that belief or any other concerns that a brand might have because this technology is so new and it's so on the cutting edge. So 10 merchants, 2 months, completely free is what we're happy to do. And obviously everything else is thrown in there, including that super quick 15-second Shopify integration.
Well, that's lovely. So I'll have ecommercefastlane.com/disputify. That'll go to your landing page. We'll get all the details of those first 10 brands that can kind of get on board. Highly recommend you test it out. It's very clear with 400 current customers and so new in the market that it's starting to spread quickly as anticipated based on the lift that's happening because of it. I'm sure this podcast is going to be very helpful in sharing that information. I know right now that the app is new. You can search for it quickly in the Shopify app store under Disputify. There's some more details there. I just, you know, once again, Jack, really appreciate you coming on the show. I thank you for just, I don't know, just being honest and transparent about just the problem you're solving, how you're helping merchants. I can tell you have a lot of passion behind it. It's very clear getting early stage startup, being so young. It sings to the fact that you know what you're talking about and you're on a mission to really make a difference in commerce. And I just really appreciate that. And excited we got aligned somehow. I don't know how I found you, but however it is, I'm glad we're able to have this chat today and learn more. So thanks for sharing.
No, thank you so much, Steve. And I genuinely and deeply appreciate having me on the podcast today. And as I mentioned before, it's without people like you who do the work that you do, who are able to sing and share and praise apps like ours and that are trying to get ahead in the market and just trying to get the right brands on it, get the right feedback. Or us, like, without people like you, we wouldn't be able to do it. So don't thank me. Thank you. And I really do appreciate it.
All right. Well, have yourself a great morning and I will have a great afternoon.
Exactly. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Today's episode was brought to you by Recharge, the leading subscriptions payment solution for Shopify brands. Thousands of merchants use subscriptions powered by Recharge to grow their business and their communities by increasing average order value, reducing churn, and providing predictable recurring revenue. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. You can check them out today at rechargepayments.com/Fastlane. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.